In the early 1970s, the owner of a small Philadelphia establishment nestled in the heart of South Philly found a love for a team over 1,000 miles from his home. That team, like the patrons of Big Charlie's, reflects the blue-collar attitude and lifestyle of owner Paul Stakel.
And I'll say this, Rich, I think Kansas City right now, you know, just that feeling on lifting themselves up, Kansas City believes in themselves. I think they have a lifting, and I think they're going to be a tough, tough game for the Raiders.
Another one.
I grew up in South Philly, the Italian Market area, which is only blocks from Big Charlie's.
Rural Italian family, rural Italian neighborhood.
Grew up in South Philly, near the Italian Market on 9th Street. Grew up in St. Nick's Parish.
Just a regular South Philly neighborhood.
Dinner was at 5 o'clock. We didn't eat until my dad came home. And when he came home, he got served first, and then we would eat.
Philadelphia changed a lot over the years, to be honest with you. It's a different town now than it was many years ago, but you wouldn't know that from our neighborhood because our neighborhood has been consistent.
I think what makes South Philly, obviously, is the people in it. The compassion, the love. I mean, if you hear through history, the city of brotherly love, and there is that.
You pretty much know where we, you know, right out of the gate where we come from. You know, we're up front, close and personal. We stay together through thick and thin.
We're different kind of people. We're not better than nobody. We're not saying we're worse. We're just different. And if you meet us, if you hang with us, it'll come out.
Some people would like, outside of our area, to stereotype certain things, you know, talking funny like Rocky and stuff like it's not all about that.
I love being Philly. That's who I am. I'm a Philadelphian. A lot of rules and a lot of respect.
Respect. That's what Big Charlie's is all about. Respect is in the blood of the people in South Philly, and they respect Paul.
I love Paul like a brother, and that's by choice, not by blood. He's a genuine friend.
Paul's the type of guy, if you don't like him, you don't like anybody. There's nothing not to like about the guy.
He's a one-of-a-kind person. I mean, he brought this whole thing together as far as his personality. The reason why this Chiefs thing is what it is today is because he's magnetic. It's not really probably about so much about the Chiefs, but it's more about his personality and the kind of guy he is.
He makes you feel like you're his brother and part of the family, no matter where you are or who you're with.
So he draws the type of people in, and the passion that we show for the Chiefs is the same type of passion he has towards the people that are around him.
It's about friendship and loyalty, and he has that.